What's going on, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast and find yourself inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back and keep you stuck from getting your work to work. I was surprised when a theme popped up over the past few days. It's centered around this question: what do you want your creative life to look like on your next milestone birthday? For me, that's 50. It boggles my mind that I'm closer to 50 than 30, let alone 20. But that's just life. On the difficulty scale of questions to ask, this one is off the charts. I live life drifting between the present and some moment in the past. While I want to blame this behavior on the internet, algorithms, and a culture that worships the youth and everything new, I don't want to deal with reality. But I have to, just like we all do. And it starts with preparing for my creative future. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/522. Ever since I was young, I always felt like I was born in the wrong time. I always liked the things from the past, classic rock, older movies, conversations with my grandparents. But over the years, I put those feelings aside in favor of teaching young people at the start of their careers everything I knew. For the past decade, my work has been centered around finding creative clarity, helping others start their careers, and realistically avoiding the hard truth of aging and all that entails physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. But yesterday, I was blindsided by an unexpected theme of my current work, and that's helping people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s get their work to work. And it all centered around these two questions. First, what do you want your creative life to look like today? And second, what do you want your creative life to look like on your next two milestone birthdays? If I were to answer these questions, I would have a really hard time with it because I've been in survival mode for so long, and I can't really imagine operating any other way. But I have to be honest with myself, I have to imagine operating any other way because I'm not getting any younger. And my body reminds me of that every day when I hear a new pop and feel another ache in a body part I didn't know I had. Another reason these are hard questions to answer is because they require us to admit that we might not be able to do what we want to one day. And if that's the case, why even try, right? Wrong. Putting off these questions is as foolish as putting off planning for your golden years and your eventual death. And I know that's probably a little more morbid than you want to hear in a podcast today. But let's be honest, we're not getting any younger. So let's dive a little deeper into these questions. First, let's start with the question, what do you want your creative life to look like today? The reason why this question is challenging is because I think most people actually know the answer to the question. They've gotten glimpses at moments throughout their day, but really, we still want to hold on to whatever structure we think will bring the most external validation. Maybe it's validation from our parents if they're still around, validation from a spouse or friends, or the internet, or an industry that we're in. We allow ourselves to be distracted. I know I've checked social media and my email more than I'd really like to admit as I wrote this episode. And I think as I did that, it kept me pivoting between reality and reality. The reality of, I gotta pay the bills, I hope a project's coming in, and the reality of like, what's your business gonna look like in 10 years? What's gonna look like in 20 years? That reality is hard, and I don't want to think about that. So email and social media, here I come. But another reason why this question is hard to answer is because we want to keep our options open and not have to decide. It's really about making the decision on who you are and what your life is going to look like. So in lieu of making that decision, we keep our foot in two worlds and hold on tight until we are let go or retire or our bodies simply shut down. We let that frustration and fear build up in the pit of our stomach, and we hold on to our own youthful perceptions as we try to constantly prove our worth to the machine that operates on the blood, tears, and ambitions of the youth. I'm still valuable. Take me, we scream. And as I write this monologue, I can hear my creative spirit groaning, ready to throw this all up. And I can also hear what my creative life really looks and feels like. And that's the first step to answering this question. It's listening for those clues deep within yourself. And if you really listen and pay attention, you'll learn some interesting things about yourself, and you'll hear fascinating insights. Next, pay attention to your creative activities that fill you up with energy and enjoyment, and also where they fall in the day. There are more clues here than you'll ever know, but we usually fill our days with so much activity that it can be hard to discern anything beyond go, go, go. The past few days, I've started my workday with phone calls. What's interesting is that worked on Tuesday, but not on Monday. Monday, it really screwed my day up. I was grumpier than I realized I was going to be. But today, I'm starting with silence and writing this monologue. And I know that I love writing first thing in the morning. Those are just more clues to how I want to live my creative life. Whether you want your creative life full of activity, creation, conversation, or solitude and reflection, it is important to note and experiment with what works best for you. And that's something that you can't read in a book or learn in a podcast. I can only prompt you to explore, but you've got to do the work. But now we get to the part of the question that really is hard. What do you do with all of this knowledge and information? Remember, we have a foot in each world, but it's time to live your creative life, to make the decisions that you know are in your best interest, not only today, but in 10 years, 20 years, 30 if you're, younger. And I think what's really difficult is to have the challenging conversations with the people around you, with your boss, with your clients, with your family, as you set and enforce your boundaries that shore up and build up your creative future life. So now that we've explored the creative life today, let's dive into the next question. What do you want your creative life to look like on your next milestone birthday? And now that's hard, because for me, I don't know what life's going to be like in 8 years when I turn 50. But because I'm taking the effort to answer the question what I want it to be today, I know that, it's going to be closer to today than what life looked like when I was 20. So by answering the question, what does your creative life look like today, you've taken the necessary first step to admit what that milestone birthday life is going to look like. And you can begin to imagine life in an entirely new way. Maybe it's in a new place. Maybe you have a new career or you're working in a new medium. But here's the powerful thing to consider. Will you let your mind dream of new possibilities? Because you are never too old to dream. But no matter how many dreams you have, the best thing you can do to answer this question is to start talking to people who are older and wiser than you are. Find people in their 50s, find people in their 60s, find people in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, and ask them, how do they live their creative life now? What does creativity and creation look like in their lives? How does it fit into their lives? What do aspirations and dreams look like in the later years? And as you open yourself up to that wisdom, and you start gathering the information, you can then look at your own creative skills and see how they can shift and morph into something new as you daily move from where you are today to your next milestone birthday. But again, we have to be honest. The challenge is making the tough decisions to let go of where we've been and who we used to be earlier in our lives and admit that you are moving toward your golden years. To firmly remove one foot from expectation and external validation and stepping into who you are and who you want to be. I've always been amazed at how much we fear older people in our culture. Is it because they remind us of our inevitable futures? Maybe it's because of the tremendous regret that they might have, or the shame, the fear, being forgotten and put in a home and left behind by technology and society, and artifacts from a time and age that conflict with what we know to be true today. For years, I made my grandma chocolate chip pancakes every Friday morning. I'd go to her house, we would talk, but sometimes we would just sit in silence. She'd read a book or work on a crossword puzzle. She'd ask me what she lay in bed thinking about at night. One day I went over there and she told me that she was laying in bed thinking about Oreo cookies and didn't know how they were made. So I found a video online that walked the viewer through the process. And she just marveled in the fact that I could get that on my phone. Then she'd get up, walk into the bathroom for a cigarette, and then come back with a few more bits of stories from her life. I miss those times. It's been years since my grandma died. And I'm amazed at how much my creative life has been impacted by that decision to go to her house every Friday morning and make her breakfast and have a short conversation about her life. And I ask the question, what am I missing out on by not continuing this tradition with my own parents and my friends? Our creative lives demand tough decisions to be made. What decisions are you avoiding that you know you need to make so that you can move on and bring the next stages of your life into being? Now that's a good question. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.